third nap.
And there is a whole, like, turkey sandwich industry that has grown up around this, but you get a turkey sandwich, and it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just be honest that the turkey sandwich that you get at the deli sucks? That sandwich...
It depends where you go.
No, but nothing can touch that sandwich.
Of course.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know why that's... Probably because there's dark meat in it, and
yuck.
it's not just breast.
Yes.
You know?
So it's not dry.
Yeah.
Also, as a strange single man traveling the roads as I do, I'll tell you, Denny's has a sundae with bacon now. And you can look it up.
Why do we have to put bacon on everything?
Because bacon is great.
It's the bacon sundae.
Really good.
I know, but with ice cream, it's like Five Guys puts bacon in their milkshakes if you want.
If you
want.
Had two, your gallbladder would go right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think this might be some sort of a coordinated plot to kill Americans young.
Oh, yeah.
We have a population problem in this country, and we're going to solve it with bacon on everything.
Now, Molly, has Derek, other than the gravy, ever made anything that you didn't like, Thanksgiving-wise?
I don't think so. No. The one thing I'm going to miss tomorrow is his stuffing.
Yep, no stuffing for you.
Okay, so here's the question.
Is fabulous.
Are you stuffing inside or stuffing outside?
Inside.
Stuffing inside.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, that's stuffing, but it's, you know, dressing on the side.
No. They call it, you know why they call it stuffing?
Because you stuff it.
Because you stuff it in the turkey. That's why it's called stuffing.
Yeah, but... The thing about stuffing on the outside, you get that nice crust completely over the top.
That's true.
Nobody wants that crust.
And I like it.
Everybody, yes.
Any type of stuffing, I'll eat it. Like, no matter how
when
it's
you
cooked.
Go to the family out, do you recall the clanging and the tanging of the workers on those metal things when you were last in line getting what was left? Like when I was a kid eating at the Air Force Base or whatever, they'd be kind of sad.
Yikes.
You know what I mean? Like that. Like those are good years, but like, you know, the sounds of like, and they're replacing the tray, and you see them, you're like, hi, how you doing?
So it's sort of like the big long line, and some people are done, and some people are coming in, and it's like, here's your dollop of mashed potatoes and your dollop of stuffing. And
yeah, and some people, they just somehow know how to appear, get around the people, and get out. Like, how do they do it? They just...
See, the stuffing shouldn't be completely mushy, and I'm... feel like inside the turkey, it's pretty.
We were talking about something loose and I interrupted. I'm sorry.
When you cook it in... No, that's not. When you cook it inside the turkey, you get all of those delicious turkey flavors
juices
imparted into the stuffing.
Oh, you mean the stuffing that you already cooked and then the non-cooked turkey?
You don't cook it before you...
Infusing in your...
You don't cook it before you put it in the turkey.
No, you
cook
don't.
It in the turkey. I understand that there are millions of Americans that can't figure out how to cook a turkey to the right temperature. And for the benefit of
You need to have a supplemental side of just...
For the benefit of keeping the emergency rooms free of people suffering from salmonella on Black Friday and at the stores where we would prefer them to be, we tell everybody, don't put the stuffing in the turkey. Okay? I will say, as a child of the late 60s, who grew up in the 1970s, once upon a time in America, we knew how to stuff a turkey and cook it and not kill people.
At least you were good
at
something.
What's happened in this country?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, forget the gravy. At least you could figure that out.
America's gone soft, Stash.
How about the little pop-up thing?
Oh, the thermometer?
Oh, yeah.
I miss
it. You never trust that.
That's how we knew we could beat the Russians when we invented that.
Yes.
It probably costs $1.99. You can get them at CVS. Invest in a thermometer.
One thing
just
I have to
check for your meat.
One thing I want to mention, because Derek didn't ask me what my bad Thanksgiving
least favorite.
It's nothing associated with Derek, so that's good. The cooking at family get-togethers with him has always been
awesome. I mean,
not
that you would hold back or anything. It's not like Derek says anything bad.
Yeah, right?
About your cooking.
But there was one year, I have four cousins that are older than me, and they all have kids. And one year I went to my cousin's house, and her husband, Larry, took the turkey out of the oven, fell on the floor where everybody had been walking, picked it back up, and then that's what we ate.
It's the only turkey you got. Sometimes you got to make do. Be glad it didn't fall in the toilet.
Yeah, normally it's a 5-second rule on Thanksgiving.
Just a little cat hair.
But then they also had
10-minute rule
at family get-togethers, this like cranberry like jello mold that had nuts in it, and I don't know, it was nasty.
Yeah, somebody started.
That was the other thing I couldn't stand. Other than that, the food was always good for the most part.
Those were big in the late 70s and the early 80s, and somebody started making that and just never get out of the habit of it. And really, by now, if there's any sort of a jello mold showing up,
everybody's like, no.
It's, you know, that there's like some older relative who's like, I made the jello mold because it's the highlight of their year.
Yes.
Four days after Thanksgiving, it's still like jiggling and shaking.
They think everybody loves the jello mold, and nobody is going to tell Aunt Patty that they don't like the jello mold.
No.
Because Aunt Patty will cry and leave in tears.
Yeah, that's like saying Uncle Vinny, his, you know, pear wine is delicious.
Now,
oh, you've never had a crazy uncle make
not like that
homemade wine? Oh yeah,
Lisa Nichols. I know that you are part Italian. Do you do? I've heard horror stories.
Oh, I've been to an Italian Thanksgiving.
It's fun. I cannot imagine, because what I've heard is that like the turkey is basically a side dish.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've said this on the show so many times. It's, you would think that you went just into an Italian restaurant, because we have normally eggplant parm or chicken parm. There's always a lasagna. There's meatballs. And, yeah.
Sausage.
Mm-hmm.
The one year I went to the Macy's Parade when I was at school in New York, I went to my friend Michael's house, one of my best friends, who the guy who actually married Derek and I. And Derek is absolutely right. The turkey to them is like a side dish, like full Italian meal beforehand. And
oh, there's a
I gained 50 pounds.
Most Italian families have a pasta course that, yeah, and you just have to control yourself a little bit so you still have room for everything else.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody's even eating any turkey after you've had all of that pasta and everything else.
It's a sad scene. The plates that you make, you have pasta in one area. Yeah, it's not cute.
Stash, you got any kind of like kielbasa thing or anything going on for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we have them when I'm with the family in waves, like Italian. You know, there's the beginning with the soups, then the salad sections.
You know, what kind of soup do you normally have?
I mean, it was just chicken this time, but we have the thing that's like the Russian.
No, I have to say, I just came back from Food and Wine Festival in Disney, and the best dish that I had was a pierogi and kielbasa, and it was magical. It was so good.
It is
hands down the best kiosk for food.
And that's good. If you were mentioning earlier when I was hearing you guys, you know the beer, so the Polish food is good with beer. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Are you stuffing the turkey with the kielbasa? I know some people do that.
Do you put that in the stuffing with some bacon?
Yeah. Because I was reading...
like Polish meat inception.
I was just...
When you think about it, the other side groups like Italian, that they can cook, but the real... We think of this country as the waspy Protestant cool people. They can't cook for crap.
That's true.
But their houses look good for Thanksgiving, though. It feels more mild Standishy, you know, that kind of go out to Concord. Gets out there. Also, everybody's divorced by a certain age now, so it's uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
So you have to go to multiple people.
Talk about your career.
Who's the favorite?
Two families, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I was, because I was reading this story the other day. They're still doing the turducken, obviously, which is a turkey stuffed with a duck stuffed with a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also doing this thing now called terporkin, which is a turkey stuffed with pork.
Pork belly?
Yeah.
Dying.
So it's sort of like a spiral ham and a turkey all in one.
Yes,
and once again,
that's too much.
You take your spiral ham and get it away from my Thanksgiving. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
See,
that.
On Thanksgiving, I have more ham than turkey. I get a few pieces of dark meat, and it's a salt thing.
Well, for the night sandwich, right?
Yeah.
The night sandwich. You were onto something with the night sandwich, by the way.
Now, what's in your night sandwich? Are you basic turkey? Do you add stuffing to it?
I mean, I try not to get the white meat, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want the white meat. I think I do extra mayo on the night sandwich.
Yes.
You got to add the
cranberry. Because it dries out a little bit. You
I
need
try
that.
To steal some of the shrimp.
Mmm.
If it's a...
little cranberry, little mayo.
I keep having in mind the rough Thanksgiving, like when I had to be with the boss alone. And he was divorced.
Leftover gravy like on the night sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Both heated and not heated,
yes.
By the way.
Right. Yes.
Well, you can take Derek's old turkey gravy and spread that on.
You don't. Butter. The thing about the night sandwich is you don't need the stuffing.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't, because it's in bread. It's in toasted bread.
See, here's
bread.
The thing. 1 year, I went somewhere that had stuffin' muffins.
Oh,
which are great,
my gosh.
For somebody, which
those.
You just clearly pointed out that
people
you don't like.
People with gluten allergies love those.
The crispy part. But it's great because that's a perfect vehicle to slap between two pieces of bread with some turkey. You got it right there.
Yeah.
Dark meat is just so nasty. I don't.
The side dessert's a key with the night sandwich, too. You got to make sure that you
I'm just picturing Stash making a sandwich and just dipping it in the, apple pie filling.
And yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Banana cream pie.
You've got to secure some of your little cheesecakes and stuff for yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're good like me, you get out of cooking. And the price you pay for that is watching what they have on TV all day. And they're usually talking about something like tryptophan.
Yeah.
Or like football scores from tons of towns.
Yes.
That you don't know because you'll be going out with the family. And you have nothing. You have no dog in any fight. You're like, what's your town?
I love that. The half-hour scroll of local football scores. Mm-hmm. Where you're sitting there. It's the one thing that flashes me back to when I was a kid waiting to see if my school had a snow day. Because it's like, you watch this half-hour scroll and you're like, where's my town? Oh, they're on L. They're going to be indoors pretty soon. Right.
And
you'd
flip to all the different
the
channels.
Goes,
like,
and you miss your town school.
No, it cuts
right?
to a commercial.
And
of
then
course.
Why isn't it in the paper the next day when you want to know what Boxpin Pintodoro or whatever town you were out at won? Did they win? And then you want to get the hat. And back then there was
or
no
like
internet.
Or like me, you were from Damaris and you just assumed that we were going to lose every year to Gloucester. So there was no need to look at all.
Yeah, we actually, right. I actually come from two towns with a good rivalry.
Yes.
You know, and
so
it,
I came from a town
well, you live
with
in
a
Wakefield
good
now,
rivalry.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, Woburn, Winchester had a phenomenal rivalry and they still do. We used to go to the game a lot.
But I grew up in Melrose, which has also been a perennial, playoff contender. So it's like, both of these towns.
Who didn't they play? Malden?
No, Wakefield.
Oh, really?
Melrose-Wakefield.
Melrose-Wakefield has been, and Melrose has had the edge in that series by a few games for a while. Mm-hmm. They're totally going to win tomorrow, by the way. Sorry, Wakefield, but Melrose is totally going to win that game tomorrow. And it's like, I can't even go to one of these games. I don't know who to root for.
I know.
Because it's like I grew up in Melrose.
We should go some year.
My family's from Wakefield. I live in Wakefield now. It's like, whichever sideline I'm on, somebody is going to point at me and be like, hey, you don't belong here, Melrose boy. Or, hey, you don't belong here, Wakefield boy.
You're new Wakefield.
When you went from one of the snobby towns and the band is superior.
Yeah.
But the team can even barely complete the game.
He's friends with people in the town government in Melrose.
I'm one of those. You know those people that you see standing behind the goalpost.
Right.
That's where I have to go.
What side are you on? I'm not on.
I have to be on the neutral ground behind the goalpost, or somebody's going to be on me about something.
They get a big crowd.
Oh yeah. The Melrose Wakefield game has always been a huge deal.
Well, I mean,
your brother goes to it
across the state.
It's huge.
Teams are playing their biggest rival, so of course it's going to be. It's people that are in the school at the time. It's parents, and then it's just alumni of the high school.
My high school didn't have football, so I didn't have a football rivalry thing.
And as far as Woburn Winchester goes,
that's un-American.
Private school,
I know, right?
Woburn always wins because
that's not true.
It's the one game of the year they don't let the Winchester kids have their butlers play for them. So
stop it.
Yeah. It is.
How many looks is Molly going to give you tonight?
You crack one Winchester joke and it's
in
all
four
over.
Hours. Yeah, right.
It's all over.
Mahoney's Ridge.
I gotta be careful. Right. I'm spending Thanksgiving in Winchester, so
That's right. I'm not going to any football games.
But,
I get
but
too
you're going to be spending Thanksgiving across the street from a well-known Trump supporter.
That's true.
Who has a Trump flag flying?
I drive by that a lot. So
we're going to get into the whole Trump thing once Winston gets here, and we're going to have some fun with that. And we're not going to be screaming Heil Trump or Make America Great Again or anything like that. But I turned up some stuff that would be interesting on that. Chris Earle did leave me with a request before he hopped in the DeLorean and headed off to grandmother's house. So we're going to play Chris's request. This is what he is thankful for this Thanksgiving. And it is a brand new song from Prince. The first thing that has come out of his vaults. It is going to be on the new album that is coming out. It's called Prince Forever with a four. That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's Prince. And that's going to be his greatest hits album coming out soon. So here for Chris Earle, for everybody who enjoys good music and good Thanksgiving, this is a new one from Prince here on WMFO Medford.
Yesterday I tried to write a novel, but I didn't know where to begin. So I laid down in the grass trying to feel the world turn. Boy loses girl in the rainstorm. Nuclear World War III, all that's left is pain and sorrow as far as he's concerned. He says, please send all your ruby levels to me. Please send all your ruby levels to me. Please send all your ruby levels to me. I'm looking for a better place to die. Like me, he doesn't know what he wants at all. He said, please send all your ruby levels to me. Please send all your ruby levels to me. Please send all your ruby levels to me. I'm looking for a destruction, nothing but love and hate. What happens in between is a mystery, 'cause we don't give a damn about his fate. He said he'll never keep diaries to learn from his mistakes. Instead, he'll just repeat all the good things that he's done. When he's happy, then his battle will be won. Please levels to me. Levels to me. I'm looking for a better place to die.
WMFO Medford, it is time travel with Chris Earle, only he's not here. I'm Derek Gary, behind the controls of the TARDIS, taking us through Thanksgiving's past, present, and future, with my special guest Stash, Molly, and the lovely and talented Lisa Nichols, co-host of The Big Picture, which will be coming up in some form or another at 7 o'clock tonight with our tribute to American consumerism. We still have a couple of guests that we're waiting on. One of them will be making their way in here in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, Mr. Earl always does his thing about food on Thanksgiving, and he always plays this particular song. And you know, I'm just gonna let this thing run in the background here. Let's make sure that we don't have any commercials on the front of it. The problem
and the pie
is,
that they're talking about is not actually pie.
This is the point that I've been trying to make for the last several years.
Yes.
Is that this is not a song about pie.
No, it is not.
It is a song about something else.
Yeah.
He's talking about swinging. I don't know what he's swinging, but he's swinging something. Stash, any idea what he might be swinging?
I don't know, but I don't like the trend when they show people now who they're obviously a lot older and they go, you'll never guess what the guy who sang Cherry Pie looks like now. And the poor guy's like 80 or 70 or something. He's like,
oh, yeah.
I know he doesn't look quite as good as when he was 13 or 15. He wasn't 13, when he was 17.5 when he did this song. I hate that.
Yeah.
Or they just show like Marianne is no longer pretty from Gilligan's Island. I would think not.
It's like those.
Give her a break.
Those poor guys from Loverboy in that Enterprise Rent-A-Car commercial. And, you know, they look like the guys in your neighborhood that ride motorcycles every weekend, not the guys from Loverboy who will forever be young and sexy and working for the weekend.
See, I think for our generation, Molly and I, you realized what pie was maybe when American Pie came out.
Yeah.
And
I would think
he did
so, yeah.
some sort of deed to a pie to get the stimulation of sex, which has a lot to do with this song.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
There are some sexual innuendos.
Oh, there are some very definite sexual innuendos in this song.
But again, not about cherry pie.
And like Sting, who's getting younger and stronger.
Yeah, well. But speaking about pie, what is your favorite pie?
Banana cream.
I know what Derek's is.
Well, I'm a huge banana cream pie.
I'm thinking that these guys make the cherry pie sound very
But Thanksgiving,
very
if you have a spread of every single pie possible, what is the first one you're going to go? So Stash, you said banana cream. Derek, cherry?
I don't like pie.
No. If you had to choose
Derek's
a pie
I know it.
From the pie
I,
category.
If you're pointing a gun to my head and saying, you must eat pie. The winning pie is hands down chocolate cream, because that's good pie.
What about regatta pie?
No, ugh, no. What? Can we talk?
You like that because that's not really a pie. That's pudding in some kind of pie.
No, yeah, it's firm. Right? No. You have to understand what you're taking on once you eat regatta pie. Like, we're not talking about light, fluffy crust. Ugh. It is a brick. It is a brick of deliciousness.
Yeah, no, it's a brick.
And it's just a brick.
You people are all shameful. I'm sorry that I know you, but
I need something that's creamy and chocolatey and not the brick pie.
Pig knuckles
apple.
And the gelatin.
Yeah, if it has to be like a fruit pie, I need it warm and I need a giant scoop of vanilla ice cream on there.
Are the pig knuckles a thing? Is somebody serving the pig knuckles?
I mean, I haven't had it for years, but that's the gelatin and the pig knuckles thing. I don't know. I'd probably like it nowadays, but back then maybe not.
No, I don't think you'd like it now either. It's a pig knuckle in gelatin. No one asked for that. Nobody asked.
You also,
for that.
I mean, you got to have. It's always got to be 3-4 pies anyway, right?
Yeah, back to the other one pie. I think we're only going to have.
You just warm up with apple.
I think really. Oh, we got two pies. Did you get two pies, Molly? Or
no, I just got one.
Oh, so whatever.
But there's another one.
What's everyone else going to eat?
Pumpkin.
Oh, okay.
I think
because I am.
You don't supplement, but I mean,
my dad makes really good pumpkin pie.
You need to have pie. You need to have cookies. You need to have.
I am grabbing the biggest kitchen knife I can get my hands on, and if anybody wants some of that chocolate cream pie, they're gonna have to fight me. That's it.
See, whenever I have those kind of pies, though, like chocolate cream or banana cream, I feel like I only eat the topping and the insides, and then I just leave the crust to be on its own.
That's better.
My brother-in-law might win that fight against me because he's got some reach, but you know.
Well, he's 6'4", so yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take you on.
Derek.
Now, this is a returning favorite from please
keep discussing pie because what
this reminds me of. There's also the whole sequences of the dip situation that goes on before the meal, the big dip place.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm not
a big dipper.
I'm not what?
I mean, no. I'm a big dipper, but my family is not a big dip.
They're not dip.
It's a lot of cheeses. It's meats. Yeah.
How about the keyboard? What about the relative who can jam on the keyboards?
I'm not.
Nobody in my family has any sort of musical with talent.
With a cigarette hanging out.
I'm not making the dip this year either.
Uncle Lenny.
It's one of my favorite dips that we have at, you know, whether it be a family birthday party, is the Mexican dip, the layer dip.
Oh, it's
any layer dip.
But I think it's shameful if you show up to Thanksgiving with that kind of dip, regardless of its popularity and deliciousness. It's not a time for... I'm good.
It's always time for seven-layer dip. What are you talking about?
Not on Thanksgiving.
Why? What do you get against a seven-layer dip?
Nothing.
Why do you hate Mexicans?
I heard Lisa in the car talking about the wine. I think she's the future in upper management at the Mundavi.
That's very possible.
I think you'd be huge over there.
Perhaps the Coppola winery making the Rubicon.
I did study it, so...
I don't know anything about that stuff.
And I didn't get any student loans from that. It's all the degrees that I don't use. So
I know that if it comes in a box, there's more of it. And that's generally a good thing with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like, I'm more interested in, is there more? That's usually
You don't like to get to the... I feel like that happens often on holidays. And you're like, wait, am I the only one drinking this red wine? And why is it empty?
Yeah.
So... It will be interesting this year because I am going, he'll be coming later on the show, my boyfriend's family. Now, I usually like to get a real nice buzz on during my family parties just so I can tone down the volume of everybody in my own little world. This one, now I have to be kind of on best behavior, you know, maybe one
glass. That was me eating dinners with Derek's family. I don't think I ever got a buzz at his family get-togethers. I don't think.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot.
No, I did one year at Christmas when we combined. This was so bad. I don't know why we combined cranberry ginger ale, which is delicious, with. Oh God, I'm still Fireball.
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, I have one shot of Fireball, and bad things happen. So, when you add Fireball mixed with soda. I would probably be on the floor and or naked.
I was sipping it, so I was okay, but I definitely had... I was tipsy by the end of the night, for sure.
I got... this wasn't Thanksgiving.
It's a real bootleg mix.
But, yeah.
We had no other, things to mix, so we were...
If you want to brand heartburn, you can just drink that.
That's a hillbilly cocktail special. There is the Fireball and Angry Orchard.
What if you're with the family and they put you out with the children and the pets?
Yeah, but...
That's when you know you're not in the inner circle.
Yeah, over there.
How about you go? Stash, go out with the kids.
The goal of tailgating is to get intoxicated. The goal of Thanksgiving dinner is not necessarily to get blitzed on some hillbilly concoction of apple cider and Fireball.
When I did that, it was during present opening at Christmas.
Yeah.
It wasn't during a meal or anything like that.
I got a few years ago, I got rocked out of my mind on Kirschwasser while trimming the tree.
Oh, I remember that.
On what?
Kirschwasser.
Kvassier?
Kirschwasser.
It's Kirsch. It's a liqueur.
What kind of liqueur is that?
It's cherry brandy.
Oh, yeah.
It's German cherry brandy. You think Rumpelmintz has got a bite to it. There's nothing next to the Kirschwasser.
Yeah.
And it's like, I had like four of them faster than I should have.
What are you doing? Just in a rocks glass? No ice? Just sipping that neat?
You just do shots of the stuff. That's pretty much...
You're swigging it.
That's the way you're supposed to drink it. Yeah.
While me and his sister
Stash, were decorating, you're familiar with the Kirschwasser, yes?
Kirschwasser, is that the little on the metal thing you have before dinner? Huh?
No, that's the what the heck is that stuff called? The Germans are big on that stuff. It's the it's supposed to stimulate your appetite, and there's got 11 herbs and spices in it. It's not Jägermeister; it's grain alcohol with herbs. But the Kirschwasser is meant to be an after dinner drink. If you have,
it wasn't for you.
If you haven't gotten hammered enough during dinner with the Germans,
yeah,
they'll start.
Like when you go over there and they get you, when they serve you the beer, they take their time. It's tilted and it's a long time for the beer to come out.
Yeah,
and enjoy yourself.
They do it right.
Stash, I'll see you down the Neue Platz tonight.
Yeah, I'm not taking any shots before our meeting. I don't. My stomach's going through enough trauma in the next, like, 4 hours after a meeting. So I don't want to, yeah, make anything bad. See, with the
Why
wine,
the
it just
The family
coats.
Will accuse it you makes... of drinking too much anyway. Let it go.
So, yeah. Yeah.
See, now, my family, we've always been a household where it is an open house. Anybody is more than welcome to come. Friends, and especially being in the hospitality industry, you have a lot of friends that aren't from around here. So I always
You've
warn,
also got enough Italian food to, like,
yes, feed,
feed
anybody.
Half the town.
Feed an army.
You
but
want
I just,
people to come
I warn
over.
Everybody and say, first, take a couple Tylenol. Your head is going to hurt from the volume. And coming from a family that's majority female, it's just everybody likes to try and talk over each other. And also, with the drinking, once we start drinking, do not judge our politics. It's frightening. There are rumors that there's going to be a Trump cake at the Nichols household.
If there is, take a picture of it.
I hear it's going to have a wall.
Nice.
Now, my aunt is nervous that the baker is going to spit in it. So I told her to tell him it was the Great Wall of China. Just, you know, on one side, I happen to say Mexico and I happen to say the United States. We're not racist. Don't think that, please. It's more of a joke.
No. There's sort kids.
Is it karaoke for the kids later?
There's kids at our Thanksgiving, so we don't. We got to be good.
You have to be good.
Why? Molly has a couple drinks and then she starts swearing like a sailor?
No, they are also my god kids.
I got in trouble for saying crap at Christmas last year.
Did you?
Ooh, yeah, which is not a swear. Crap is not a swear. Crap, if I can say it on the air, it's not a swear.
Yeah, and then your nephew is going to be saying it for the next month.
Well,
crap, damn, dildo. These are words that I can say at Thanksgiving.
Do not say dildo.
It's a great country.
Don't say that word around my mother. All right, like,
what if
forget
Derek
the kids.
Talking about
Don't say that around
how
my
the
mother.
People got banned for life from Buffalo Bills Stadium for throwing the dildos.
The dildos.
That's
the,
right. Yeah. That was really funny.
He is
funny.
Being timely and yes. also news conscious.
Say, did you see that story out of Buffalo?
I don't know. Yeah. Yes. But these kids are at an age where they remember. They'll remember what. And
but here's the thing. You know what kids remember? Because I actually remember a conversation from like when I was, I think, maybe 5 or 6 years old that happened in the dining room on some occasion. I forget what it was. But the word pubic hair came up, and I was 5 or 6 years old. It's okay. My family. And
I hope you said public hair.
Shocking.
No, shocking. I was like...
Well, his brother was 20 when he was 4.
Specifically,
so, you know, it's like...
Specifically, my sister and brother-in-law, who own a bakery...
Where I work today.
We're talking about how centuries ago, bakers used to work naked.
Right.
Because it's very hot.
It's freeing.
And my sister said, you know, that's great until you find a pubic hair in your food. And I didn't quite mention it, you know, catch what was... I thought she'd said cubicle. And I'm like, what's a cubicle? But my sister knew what she had said and thought I was saying pubic hair. And she was
grounded.
Like... And it was... But the thing about it is, everybody at the table's freaking out. And as a kid, I remember everybody freaking out and being like, wait, there is information here that I must have. I need to know whatever
See,
is...
See, everybody just ignored it and...
Yeah, there is forbidden knowledge here.
Business.
It's as soon as you freak out and say, you know, stop saying crap in front of the kid, that the kid's like, oh, I say crap, it gets mommy upset.
I have a feeling
gonna
our kids' first
Gonna file that one
word,
away for later.
When Derek and I have kids, our kids' first words are going to be crap or... Whatever,
well,
something
they won't,
bad.
They won't be FCC friendly, I'll tell you that right now. That's the day that my kids start swearing is the day that I know I'm going to need to stop.
Right.
You know? Cause
me
it's,
too.
Cause
I didn't know about
It'll be you more than me, probably. It'll be like, where'd you learn that word?
And
I learned
so funny
it from mommy.
Molly is very innocent and doesn't, but yeah, you
oh,
swear
oh I swear quite a lot.
Oh, I've heard it.
Yeah. I didn't know about the naked baking
Not as bad
thing.
As I used to, but I do.
But I'll tell you now, I feel as though in any aspect of life now, they don't take a chance and not have a lot of good-looking people doing it. And it's questionable whether the exercise now is really to keep in shape now, or is it a show-off thing?
I think that, well, as I said
it's
earlier.
It's a real show-off thing. And now, if you add it to the naked baking thing, I mean, this could be like...
I think
the cable news network not typed into the naked bacon.
I think they're trying to kill us with the bacon. You know, I think that's what's going on.
I think for sanitary reasons, you have to wear clothes while.
Can you get a hairnet?
You gotta get a hairnet
for your pubic hair.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there.
This is a weird
at all. Like I'm not going to even give validity to that sentence.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It's WMFO Medford. All right.
What do they sprinkle on those seasoned kettle chips that you're eating?
I took it to the gutter. I'm sorry.
I really wanted to have Winston with us before we jumped into this part of it, but we're getting closer to 7 o'clock. We're getting closer to our annual salute to American consumerism. All the Black Friday deals, everything you need to know. Obviously, and I've been reading about this, some people have been disinvited from Thanksgiving, and some people are sequestering themselves away from their families.
Now, how do people find out that you are uninvited? Is it because your family members have defriended you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Or your friends? And then, surprise.
In one case, it was a young woman who had said a lot of unpleasant things about Donald Trump, at which point her mother said, "You're uninvited for Thanksgiving," also on Facebook. So, this is clearly going to be a thing. But like everybody's freaking out about, oh my God, I'm going to have to be in a room with Trump supporters. And it may shock listeners to know that there are a couple of Trump supporters among the people in this room. Molly is not one of them. to the shock of a lot of people, actually, I am not one of them.
No.
Other people who might be in this room, maybe. So, you know, I wanted to take a couple of minutes and figure out what we can do to try and come together as a nation around the Thanksgiving table and talk to each other like civilized human beings. Obviously, the number one rule at Thanksgiving this year probably should just be no politics.
That's pretty safe.
I miss the days when you could have a good argument for fun about the different presidents and stuff.
We all do. But now, because of the snowflakes, somebody's going to be in tears. And somebody's in tears, and then somebody else is in tears. And then you know how this goes. Because you make somebody cry, and then your parents are like, you know, you've been like this ever since you were in elementary school. Remember that time you wouldn't let your sister have that toy? And she cried for a week. And now we're back in all of this.
Uh-huh.
And every long-standing, deep-seated rift between every family member just explodes over the turkey because someone had the audacity to say, make America great again. So really, the first rule I think ought to be, just don't talk about it.
I think that'll be okay in my family.
I shouldn't have called my liberal aunt at 3 a.m. and hang up.
No. That's not. And
unless you didn't want to go.
Yes. And here's the other thing. If you are a Trump supporter, don't gloat. Don't be a jerk.
Thank you for saying that.
We won. We know we won.
Thank you for saying that. Seriously.
Part of sportsmanship.
It would have been the same way with Hillary supporters if she had won.
Part of sportsmanship is being a good winner. No, because here's the thing. Conservatives have spent the last 8 years getting beaten up by liberals at Thanksgiving. Right? I mean, this has been going on. And it's like, Obama's great, and this is great, and the other thing's great. This has been going on for 8 years, okay? This is now, in theory, the conservatives' time to turn that around and say, hey, look at that record stock market high. How about them apples? But you don't want to do that because liberals are sore losers.
Well, people are doing it themselves now, right? Isn't the Twitter and the Facebook, they're upending CNN and Fox. Sort of.
Yeah, well, I mean, CNN is a joke.
People are fighting
Fox is a joke. Yeah, it's like, yeah, we don't need them anymore. You know, we can all fight on social media. But, you know, sort of, if you are a Trump supporter, unless you're in a state that he carried by a huge margin,
Not in Massachusetts.
Let's have an inclusive Thanksgiving. Let's be nice to the people who were Hillary supporters. By the way, I saw this today. There was a Hillary Clinton Love Trump's Hate bumper sticker on the back of a car. And it is very easy to fix those if you are a Trump supporter. All you need is a blue Sharpie, and you just put an apostrophe in before the S in Trump's, and it now says Love Trump's apostrophe Ace,
I got both
Hate.
Of them.
So it's now a positive and reinforcing message. More guests are wandering into the studio.
I got to tell you, though, I said to you in the car the other day, one thing I hope that happens now that there's a Republican in the White House and Republicans control Congress, that more stuff will get done.
Yeah, don't count on that, because now the Republicans get to do what the Democrats have been doing for several years and allow infighting to derail any hope of any kind of progress in the United States of America. Winston, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Nice to have you get in nice and close to that microphone. Don't be afraid of it. It likes you.
I'm here.
And Warren, welcome.
Hello.
Nice. First time Warren is with us on the show.
Right.
We'll be gentle.
Looking
thank you.
Looking spectacular.
We were saying, this is actually the first year that we haven't had like 12 people in the studio. So
I know.
This is really nice. And normally we're like three deep.
Yeah,
sitting behind each other.
You're one on top of each other.
Yeah. Derek's leaning over Chris's back. Both guys are sweating.
I mean, you have to assume that since they set it up.
Yeah.
Well, Chris and I like that.
But, yeah.
You know, and we like having the audience, too. That's the other part of it. But yeah. Chris has taken the DeLorean and is on his way to grandmother's house for Thanksgiving. Good for him. So as you guys come in, we're talking about how to deal with the Trump supporters at the Thanksgiving table. Because there may be a couple of Trump supporters in the room.
Wow.
Quite possibly.
Maybe.
I wouldn't know. I mean, my nephew is a huge Trump supporter.
Huge. Huge. There's no H in that word anymore.
It's huge.
Huge. Yeah.
Huge, Mikey.
You, of course, are a diehard Jill Stein guy, I know.
Yeah, so, from way back.
Yeah, going all the
way. I love
back.
Him.
But, you know, a couple of the tips that we've put out there. Number one, just don't talk about politics at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
And number two is just, you know, have yourself your own little safe space that you can go to the minute your feelings get hurt. And just go crawl into there.
Oh,
so we're
turning Thanksgiving into what it's like at the university.
Well, exactly.
So we've taken away the kids' table. Now it's going to be the
snowflake table.
Yeah.
You know what?
The Generation Cupcake table.
That is a good.
Sans cupcakes.
That's actually number three, because number two is if you are a Trump supporter, be a gracious winner. Don't rub it in people's faces. Don't be sitting there at dinner saying, build the wall, build the wall. Nobody
I'm
wants
wondering
to hear it.
What the over-under on my family, how many people are going to be wearing Trump shirts.
Probably, probably.
It's going to be high, I'm going to assume.
Are you going to fire your guns into the air after dinner?
Yeah.
Traditional,
we have them already.
So it's a traditional Danvers Thanksgiving once again. But I like your suggestion, Winston. Number three, how to deal with the Trump supporters. Have a snowflakes table.
Yeah. So you just, and no rough language or no, you know.
Set aside a table for the snowflakes where they can have their safe space.
I love how he's looking right at me.
For supportive dialogue and discussion.
Exactly.
If at all possible, set this table up in the garage.
I wonder how many food fights are going to happen at this year's Thanksgiving.
Oh, there will be tears
over politics.
There will be tears by the time you get seven or eight drinks into Uncle Tony, and you know, and his Trump supporting ways.
What did I just say about you can't go to my family's house without hearing politics? Unfortunately,
and his Trump supporting ways become known to his nieces who go to Oberlin. It's all over. It's
now,
done at that.
Now, what about like everybody? Is politics normally come up?
Oh yeah.
Warren, what about you?
Derek's family's house.
I don't have that family anymore. So.
Oh, stop!
I don't. I'm an orphan now.
Politics free.
Stop.
My parents are gone. This is my. This
no,
is
your
my,
sister and brother-in-law talk. About
yeah, but I'm not going to see them because we don't like each other. So you know. I don't mean that. I know they're not listening. Stop. I love my sister and brother to death, but we already know. We invited my sister to Thanksgiving, and she's staying home.
Because she thinks that you're making
really great last week. So I get it.
Yeah, she owns a bakery. Like, this is their worst week of
the year. I worked there today. It was nuts.
Yeah, they're going home and passing out for a couple of days.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I don't know. My brother goes out to dinner every year with his family. So no Thanksgiving. But yeah, we used to get into politics a little bit. My dad was what you might have called a little conservative. Just a tiny bit.
Dad.
Yeah.
I wonder
just
where you got it from.
Tad.
Oh, yeah.
Strange.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He was also born in the 1920s. So, you know, you're entitled to a little bit of racism if you're that old. But, you know, things came up at the table.
They bring up the Depression a lot.
Yeah.
You think times are tough now?
More World War II than the Depression.
Let me just say, I speak from a place of experience when I talk about how to deal with this sort of stuff. But you know what? Here's the thing. The worst case scenario, the absolute worst case scenario is somebody says something, everybody screams, everybody cries. Let it happen. You know what? Just declare a time, like an hour before dinner, where you're going to put everybody in a room and somebody's going to say, make America great again. Everybody's going to vent. Because what happens? After everybody cries and somebody drives off, an hour later, everybody comes back and says, we're family, I love you, you all hug, and you can sit down and have dinner like normal people.
Wait till they're going to have the technology to make a full-fledged hologram of your favorite candidate.
Nice.
To come sit in the panel, like, no, shut him off.
Wait, you just got my family's idea. We're actually, that's happening.
We're going to be in New York in just over a week.
Yeah.
There are many people that have asked me to give my best wishes to Trump Tower.
Oh, please
when
do.
We are down there. No, best wishes. I'm being sarcastic.
I may go down there and apply for a job. Can I still? Come on. With everything that's going to go wrong with the economy in the next 4 years, you want to be working for the government. That's the safest job in America right now. Sign me up for that. Right?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen with the economy in the next 4 years.
Stock market's up. That's good.
Yeah. Ridiculously up.
Yeah. So we like that.
The rich get richer.
If you need another suggestion, this comes to us courtesy of Ellen DeGeneres. This was something that she had on her show a couple days ago. And this may be exactly what you need, not just this Thanksgiving, but maybe
every
Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Check it out.
The 2016 presidential race was one of the most divisive in history. And there's one more big political clash still to come. Your holiday dinner. Instead of coming together, your family gathering is sure to explode into a bitter shouting match that ruins the season for everyone. Luckily, Mobile Moderator is here to help. Using your phone, you can order a professional moderator to manage your meal. Choose from seasoned pros like Anderson Cooper, Megyn Kelly, and Wolf Blitzer.
Of course he should build the wall. They're coming across by the million.
It's nowhere near a million.
Hillary should be in prison.
If we could just won the popular vote.
Nobody Trump else would get away with deleting
what he Mrs. Douglas, with Trump Uncle Lou, if we could just please get back to the original question. Could someone please pass the salt?
Your moderator will restore civility to the conversation.
This broccoli casserole is so good. I think it's actually
wrong.
Lucas, don't interrupt your sister.
It's better than the sweet potatoes that you helped
wrong.
Make last.
Leslie is speaking.
And he'll make sure everyone gets an equal opportunity to talk.
My feet were so sore. They were swollen and red. You should have seen them. They looked like beets.
All right, you have 5 seconds.
I thought it was because my purse was so heavy when
All
I
right,
walked.
Pearl,
Sheila
that's enough.
Said she, it
that's enough, Ann Pearl.
That I wasn't getting enough art support.
You're out of time.
So I got
Ann Pearl, you're out of
these control inserts, which are like little cushions. But they also help with the odor. Did I tell you about the odor?
Ann Pearl, you're out of time.
Plus, your moderator can serve as a fact checker.
I heard that Barack Hussein Obama made it legal to steal things.
That is completely false.
Well, then who stole my glasses?
Your glasses are on your forehead.
Order your mobile moderator today.
Hey, honey, why don't you tell everybody who you voted for in the election?
Voted for Gary Johnson.
Oh. All right, everybody quiet.
Rebuild the wall.
I'm still with her.
Excuse me, everybody quiet. Quiet. I'm Wolf Blitzer. Thanksgiving, by the way, just 2 days away, and many families are still split.
Yes, that was the Wolf Blitzer on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, the mobile moderator. You may want that for your Thanksgiving.
It's really sad we've gotten to that time where you need, a moderator to stop people from killing each other.
My question is, are they going to be like the moderators in the real debates and just pick on the Trump people?
Probably. Right. Well, no. They're impartial.
See,
let's
I feel like
that.
At Friendsgivings, you're going to have more of these situations, whereas family, for the most part, close your intermediate family, a lot of people have the same political views.
Yeah, and the ones that don't.
Or at least.
Yeah, the ones that don't, and there's just usually going to be a little dust up and that's it. And you make fun of it.
This is it. For all the hysteria, just let everybody freak out an hour before dinner, let everybody drive away and then come back and have dinner and life will go on. So now that we know that we're fearful, what we're fearful of this Thanksgiving, what are we thankful for? We played the new Prince song earlier, which is what Chris Earle is thankful for. And he's going to be calling in and joining us sometime in the very, very near future. So I have been promised, and hopefully the phones actually work, because I don't know what's going on with this line that is lit up on the board. I am not thankful for the board.
Every year. Same thing.
Yeah,
that keeps going.
I think it purposely just does not work for you.
Yeah. But let's start over on the edge with Stash. Stash, what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I'm glad so far no nuclear war.
That's a good thing.
We all need to be thankful for that.
Absolutely. That is a good thing. Kim Jong-un may have some... Kim Jong-un... Which Kim is it? Whichever...
Fatty Kim? Because you can't say that.
I'm going to go back over there with Rodman, and we're going to talk to that kid.
Yeah.
Going to win him over, me and Dennis Rodman. And Dennis Rodman and Stash. People are like, ooh, Stash.
He sent a 9-page list of grievances to Donald Trump the other day, talking about his problems with the Obama administration and the constant threat of nuclear war that he's been living under. Because
who sent that?
Whichever Kim is in charge over there.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. He wrote that right.
Apparently,
we
are constantly threatening him with nuclear war.
I wish we had our correspondent.
Because Barack Obama is such a hawk.
I know.
That always joins us on the show.
Yeah. She's enjoying Thanksgiving.
Is she?
Yeah. What are you thankful for, Molly?
My health. I don't know. I have a lot of things to be thankful for. Derek's looking at me like, if you don't say me.
No, you don't have to say me. I don't care. It's
not going to hurt his feelings.
No. Yeah.
Thankful for 2 years of marriage and we haven't killed each other yet.
Yet.
That's good.
Yeah, that's the operative word right there. Yet.
No, but I'm thankful for a lot. I'm very lucky.
Yeah. Lisa Nichols?
As always, every year, I'm so thankful to get the opportunity every single week and work with you and have this radio show. Unfortunately, this year was a little tough with the election. We made it. We're alive and we didn't kill each other, which is good. Thank God for having the same political views. But I'm so thankful for my family.
Whoa. Back that up. You supported Ted Cruz. All right. I can't.
For a small amount of time.
I don't care. You walked around with a pocket constitution?
Second Amendment gun rally that I went to, it really got the blood going. Yeah.
Just
I want to see a lot more fighting this year on the big picture.
Don't lump me in with your political
everybody
views.
Everybody has told us that the fighting that we do on the show makes for great radio. So we should have more difference in political views.
The football playbook thing. I was listening for that fight.
You're a crazy gun lady. Great. Is what I'm
My family,
say.
Of course, and then sitting to the left of me, first time on the show, Warren.
Second Amendment supporter?
Yeah, of course. Crazy gun lady.
Nice.
Warren, who I met the love of my life this year.
Aww.
Does Warren nice. Know?
Nope. Who is this Warren?
Yeah, you're right.
So, Warren, what are you thankful for?
I hate to go with the standard answer, but I would definitely say my family. We've all been very fortunate job-wise, health-wise. We're still able to stuff 20 people into a tiny kitchen every Thanksgiving.
Italian?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
But, you think mine are bad? Listen to his stories.
Yeah, my Thanksgivings are always... There's never a dull moment with my family. Like this year, this will be her first with my family, and my mother and sister were joking about, you know, a laser show, and like she laughed and chuckled and looked at me, and I'm like, no, they're serious. There will be a turkey laser show.
Nice.
It's happening. Happening.
Winston, my friend.
Oh, I am happy to live in America, where despite the fact that we get all bent out of shape, you know, we try not to kill anybody when we have a new election.
Yeah.
I think that's a great thing. And despite as bad as the economy gets, there will be opportunities. And so you can't ask for more than that.
I've been hearing this echo from liberals over the last, like, people way, way out on the progressive left.
Me.
The Civil War is coming. That's the new mantra. It's like the Civil War is coming. And, you know, I've got two responses to that. Number one, who's going to fight that? You? Because none of them are. They're all sitting there like, oh, yeah, it's coming. It's coming. They're saying this on behalf of somebody else who they think exists. And number two, why would you want... What do you want the goal of that to be?
Yeah, what's your outcome?
Do you want your fellow Americans to die? And if that is your point of view, I suggest you spend tomorrow having a good long think about your attitude toward your fellow Americans, because we are all in this together. And one of the great things that we can be thankful for in this country is that we can disagree and still all be in this together and still benefit as a whole. Doesn't matter what your political views are. You benefit from all of the good things of America. And yes, I understand some people are a little scared. They're afraid things are going to change. They might get locked out of opportunity. I don't think it's going to be as bad as all that. Time will tell. But we're pretty good at fighting back against our government when our government does dumb things. They don't last too long. Look at Obamacare. Anyway. The other thing I'll say on that front is, if there is a civil war, I suggest you get behind, and you're a liberal, I suggest you get behind a conservative, because they're more likely to be armed and able to defend themselves.
Yes.
I love how he's looking at me again when he's saying...
And they are actually probably less likely to turn a gun on you.
Not so crazy gun lady now.
Than the average liberal might be to turn a gun on us right now. I am thankful for WMFO for giving us this platform, for being able to do this show for the last 11 years. My God. I am thankful for Chris Earle, wherever he may be. He should be calling in soon and joining us. He is on his way to Grandma's house. I don't have a family anymore, which is kind of...
Oh, stop.
I don't have any parents.
Make me cry. Stop.
But I am thankful for what family I still do have, my wonderful wife and her family, my sister and brother, the cat.
Your WMFO family?
Yeah, Warren, why you didn't say your cats?
I didn't say I was thankful for them.
Yeah, it's hard to be thankful for the cats. It's really, just when you think you might be, they go and do something that you're like, hey, why do I live with this animal?
Yeah, I just found out about tree situation, Christmas trees. Apparently it's a problem.
Oh.
Not for us.
Yeah. You know what you do? Is when you bring the tree in, you chase the cat around the house with it.
And
you would like it.
And if possible, hit the cat with the tree a few times.
Like their cats are so interesting.
I've trained my cat to be afraid of everything that's new.
They're into that.
And that
he likes to sleep under it.
That buys me a couple of weeks of Christmas time without the cat up in the tree. I am thankful for our listeners who make all this worthwhile, and I am thankful to live in a country where we have the freedom to come in here and say whatever we want without fear of someone taking us away in the middle of the night or taking us off the air. So there's a lot of great things to be thankful for. So go have fun with your family tomorrow. Scream and cry and freak out if you need to, but have fun and get ready, because the big event is, of course, on Friday. Or is it? In just a moment, our annual salute to American consumerism kicks off. It is Black Friday coming up, and you know what? Things are getting a little bit dicey out on the Black Friday front. This is WMFO Medford. We will be back right after this.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success. And a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully. with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well,
and
I...
All of us had our mouths set for roast eagle with all the trimming.
Yeah, well, I...
You did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they looked so much alike
Well, we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cups. Already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.